like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please.
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8.
That's a party platter. It serves 12 people.
I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
You know, I'll have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush. The latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
All right, welcome back into the show. Time for the Lunch Rush. We'll take a look at the National Search. Well, Aaron Judge, how about that one? Right off the bat, he picks up right where he left off. Homers in his first at bat. 422-foot shot into the netting above Monument Park in center field. Baseball is back officially with opening day. And we got a lot of baseball stories. Minor leaguers, MLB, and MLB reached tentative deal on first CBA, sources say, according to ESPN. They got a tentative deal done on Wednesday on the first collective bargaining agreement between the sides that will more than double player pay and represents the largest ever gains in the rights of minor leaguers. Sources familiar with the agreement told ESPN it's going to last for 5 years. After a great effort by everybody getting together, the minor leaguers unionized, did all that stuff to try to get more money, but being under the umbrella of the Major League Baseball Players Association. The Sacramento Kings, how about that? Let's give them a round of applause, Angel. 16-year hiatus from going to the playoffs. They got their own. They punched their ticket. They're back in the playoffs by officially getting in after beating Portland 120-80 the other night. They'd been eligible to qualify for the playoffs since Saturday, but they kept coming up shy of getting the absolute win. So you started to wonder, doubt starting to creep in for Sacramento. But there we go. They're in. How good will they be? I'm not buying it. Are you? Sacramento get out of the first round. We don't know who they're going to play, but just, you think they'll get out of the first round?
They remind me of the Atlanta Hawks back in like 2015. When they were like, they just ran away with the Eastern Conference, and back when they had Korver and all those guys, and it was very team basketball, and they got in the playoffs and got embarrassed.
Yeah, I think this is just the first nice little step for Sacramento.
Absolutely.
Get into the playoffs, and you've kind of been a nice little pleasant surprise throughout the course of the season. But here we are. You know, they've got their spot locked up. They're in third right now. And that's probably where they're 5.5 games. No, they're 5 games above Phoenix. So probably going to sit around that third spot. They're 2 games behind Memphis. And of course, 5.5 behind the Nuggets. So I would imagine you're looking at Sacramento in that third spot, likely going up against Golden State in the first round. However, I've been saying it. If there's a time to catch Golden State, it's probably in the first round. So that I'm excited. I don't know. Some people are saying the West is down. Injuries have been bad, but Memphis is a very good basketball team. And I know the Ja Morant thing has kind of stunted that talk, so to speak. But Memphis is a very good basketball team. Like, would you consider Memphis a contender this year? Who do you consider a real contender in the West?
The Nuggets, the Suns, and the Warriors.
Clippers, no.
No.
They're 7-3 in their last 10.
They're the Clippers.
Dallas, they're not even in right now.
Dallas, no.
They're out right now.
According to Kyrie, it's a cluster F.
Well, Luka said he wasn't having fun anymore. You know where you'd have fun?
Just about to say it.
Hey, Jamal Murray and MPJ for Luka. You doing it?
That hurts, but it would be so fun.
I'm doing it.
It'd be so fun to see him and Jokic.
I'd be more sad to see Porter Lee.
How about Murray and Gordon?
Yeah.
Murray, Gordon, and a bench guy,
yeah,
and maybe a pick.
Yep. You got to find another Gordon out there somewhere, though. You know, you got to find another tough-nosed defense guy that can dunk.
Play that way.
Like, I like Gordon a lot. I can't stand his shooting outside of, like, you know, couple of feet, but I'm really a big fan of AG. That would be tough, but Joker and Luka? Oh my goodness. Dude.
Would be fair.
Is it, would that work?
Yes.
Would it work?
Absolutely.
Because Jamal's not a dominant. He's dominant when he wants to be, but he's not always a dominant player where he's wanting the ball in his hands all the time. Luka needs the ball in his hand, but so does the Joker.
Yeah, but I think they're such good friends that their chemistry on the court would translate in that, you know, everyone's going to be focused on one of them. You know, you get the ball to Jokic, right? The defense is focused in there. Luka can just say, hey, you run around. I'm Luka. Three.
I'm Luka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the other way. When Luka gets the ball, they're looking, oh my gosh, where's Jokic going? He's going to get set up for a pass. What's he doing? Ah, panic.
Plus, there'd be so much fun, you know, nonsense going on between Joker and Luka.
Oh, they'd be cussing people out in foreign languages.
Oh, they'd both be like running down the floor with their hands out, like, hey, what was that? That wasn't a call. I don't know why they're Italian.
They would just stop speaking English and start talking in, you know, whatever language they speak.
Maybe Joker could, like, calm Luka down, too, where he's not getting so many technicals.
See, you know? Luka has a little bit of that Joker in him, where he can have fun and just be that fun kind of guy.
Turn something off though, or on, right, and get very upset.
But do we need that? Do we need a guy like as much as I don't like him? Do we need a Draymond Green type of attitude player?
Oh, Draymond Green and Luka with Nikola Jokic. Okay, hooligans are getting mad right now. They're Brady. Playoffs are about to start. We're a contender. Shut the hell up, dude. Hey, I can dream a little bit. You're telling me that when you hear Luka's upset in Dallas, that doesn't enter your brain? Smitty says, why would Dallas trade for Murray, Mr. Inconsistency, and MPJ, Mr. Might Be Healthy? Well, Dallas might be at a point where if Luka wants out, they're going to have to try to get assets. And MPJ, again, if healthy, is a young asset. And he's been healthy this year.
He's been his healthiest year.
Yeah, he's been healthy
this
year.
He missed, like, what? 4, 5, 6 games with the heel thing.
Yeah, and then...
And that was mostly just precautionary.
Smitty says, yes, the Nuggets need grit. Ah, he's a Rams guy. The grit thing, yep. Oakley, Rodman, etc. I've been watching The Last Dance a lot. Reese, I'm going back through it. So freaking good. It's must-see television if you haven't watched. I don't care if you're not a basketball fan or not. The storylines in there are amazing. I'm watching the one where Rodman's like in Vegas. And they got to go get him. So I just started watching that one again. But I was thinking about that. Like, those guys, you really need those guys. You can win championships without Rodmans, but sometimes they complement the skill players so well that they become such an important piece to what you're doing. He was a very important piece, especially when Scottie Pippen was out forever.
Yeah, and Michael changed his body to be more physical. You know, as the league started to get more physical and, you know, the Jordan rules and all that, he changed his body to counter that. But you still needed Rodman there to take the beatings that Michael was taking.
And, well, yeah. And to dish out some punishment, too.
Right.
Because that was what they missed. You know, the Bulls, when they couldn't get over the hump against the Pistons because the Pistons were just mauling everybody and beating everybody up and they weren't calling it back then. But the Bulls started getting tougher. You know, as they realize Jordan's a special talent, obviously, but we got to put the right pieces around him that make sense. Texter says, tell me I'm wrong. They do not have that guy, the Nuggets. Gordon
can show that,
but he's not
consistently
like
that. I think MPJ can show it a little bit. He's more of a silent attitude type of guy. Like, if you just see Michael's just, you know, very stern looking and just, oh, don't mess with that guy. He's in the zone right now. Murray, you don't really see that aggressiveness as much unless he, like, throws down a nasty dunk or something. Jokic, you can see it. When he gets frustrated, it's terrifying.
Yeah, he can be pretty dangerous. It's not like an obvious way of being dangerous.
Just don't turn your back to him.
Yeah, don't.
Because he will knock you on the floor.
Absolutely. Aaron texting in, Joker sitting out against New Orleans doesn't hurt his MVP chance. Joker sitting out against Phoenix hurts. Are you resting or are you ducking competition, Aaron? If Joker sits tonight, it's not like he's ducking competition, but you need wins right now.
But the narrative is going to be, if you sit out, he sat out against New Orleans, but he played really great against Phoenix. We just went on about Embiid sitting out. So what's the difference?
Well, and again, at this stage, all these games are pretty important, especially winnable games.
And this is a game the Pelicans want to win.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they do, because
they're right there with the Thunder, and the Mavs are only a game back from both of those teams.
Dixon says, not enough Pampers and tissues in Denver for Luka. You wouldn't want Luka. Who wouldn't want Luka?
Is he a whiner?
Yeah, he whines.
Does he do it more than Jokic?
Yeah, he does. But he also scores a lot. Yes. I mean, he's scoring. You'd have two MVP-type players on your team. Not all-stars, MVP.
They would have the potential to drop 70 points any given night.
I thought Luka was actually going to win the MVP this year. His things slowed down, honestly, since they got Kyrie. You know, that experiment. Kyrie's so good when I watch him. And I'm like, why is Dallas struggling so much? And then when I apparently go to a different game, they're just awful. I don't understand it. Do not compare anyone on this roster with Oakley, Rodman, or Draymond Green. And then Dixon just writes back, F no, that's not nice. 16 minutes after the hour, we're going to get him on. Jerry Schimmel, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. They were supposed to be getting close to being underway because of the game at 1, but they moved that to 7:40 or whatever. So Jerry has time to talk to us.
He has time to do a little bike ride too, which I'm sure he enjoys.
I told him, I was like, you're not doing anything, man. Come on. You know, you're supposed to be getting ready for a broadcast.
No, Jerry's always doing something.
Yeah, he is.
He's working out or eating twigs and berries and stuff.
Yeah. That dude is in ridiculous shape.
He is.
I mean, he is in way better shape than all of us here. Right? You're in pretty good shape. Do you run?
A little bit.
You do run still?
Yeah.
You get out and run?
That never leaves.
It left me. It left
your legs start going. It's, we're doing this again? Okay.
I try running now, and I'm like, I'm very aware that I am running. Run back home. Time to run back home. 17 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Want to hear from the coach? Listen to Coach Speak, weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans, and you're listening to The Whole Show. Wait, The Whole Show? What is this, a show about boats? Anyway, it's here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. You know I like my girls a little bit older, I just want to use
tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight. Sing it, Jerry Schimmel. You know all the words by now. I mean, come on. You never get tired of that song. I know you don't.
I get a little bit tired, but not too much. Just a little. Is
that what happens on every interview you do with anybody? Do they just annoy you and play this kind of stuff? Or is it just us here?
It's just you guys. It's you guys that accept me. Everybody else has great respect, but I don't know what's happening.
Everybody else like asks real great questions. They set you up for a wonderful interview, and then we come in, and it's just, let's talk about music, Jerry. And I'm actually decent. I mean, Tanner and Brian, I mean, they throw you for a major loop every time you're on there.
Exactly right, yeah. So I look forward to your interview way more than those guys.
I'm telling Tanner that. I'm telling him, Jerry, you know I am.
Go for it.
Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Colorado Rockies. Well, you are supposed to be on the air right now getting ready for this game, but we've moved around a little bit. What was 7:40, Jerry, is that right?
Yes, 7:40 first pitch tonight. Yes,
all right.
Sir.
And are you hearing anything else? Like, is that going to be a go, or is it still kind of iffy right now with the weather there?
No, I think just talking to folks and look at the weather forecast, Brady, I think that's going to be a very safe start. You know, I think they probably could have played but had been delayed a little bit. They're just having some thunderstorms come in here that last about 10 or 15 minutes. They've had two or three of those this morning. But around 3 or 4 this afternoon, it's supposed to completely clear out. It'll be cool tonight, but it should be fine for a game.
All right. Well, I'm excited about it. We are totally looking forward to it. Again, we'll be carrying Rockies game, so we get to hear Jerry all the time here on KFKA, and that's always a great thing. Armand Marquez starting this thing off for us, Jerry. Again, it's the first game. It's opening day. It's so exciting. But how important is it for like a guy like Marquez just to get off to a great start that first game of the season to really set the tone?
I think it's really important. Obviously, you want to win every game, and you want your pitch, and it starts with your starting pitcher, Brady, as you know. But I think for Ehrmann, coming off a kind of up-and-down year, a little inconsistent last year, at times dominating, other times he was very hittable. For him, I think it's really important individually to get a good start tonight. He'll be opposed by Blake Snell, and he is the same way. He's a very, very talented pitcher, a former Cy Young winner with Tampa Bay, but he's up and down too. So we saw him brilliant last year at times. We saw him very hittable at times, kind of like Marquez. So, yeah, to answer your question, very important. He had a great spring. He gave up one earned run in 17 innings. Now, spring training doesn't mean anything. We know that. But he looked sharp, and he had command of that fastball low in the zone. So hopefully that carries over to tonight.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, such a key. Every year we talk about it for the Rockies. If they want to be successful, it starts with the starters. It starts with the starting pitching. And it starts with Marquez and Kyle Freeland, really, to lead this thing. So we're expecting some good things from both of those guys.
Yep, no question about it. And that's your 1-2. That's your 1-2 combination. They easily could have been flipped, but I think the right decision was to have Marquez, your so-called ace, to start the season tonight. And Kyle Freeland pitching in the World Baseball Classic probably is going to probably sit right now in a perfect spot. Doesn't have to throw opening day, but be ready to go tomorrow night. So those are your first two, and you can pretty much rely on those guys. They've been your anchors for a couple of years, and what happens after that's the big question mark. Antonio Senzatella is not ready. Austin Gomber will pitch on Saturday. He had a great spring, so the Rockies need some other guys besides those top two you mentioned to step in this year.
Jerry Schimmel joining us, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. Talk to us about what the outfield looks like now, Jerry. Obviously bringing in Profar, I mean, that's a big get there too. But what does it look like at least for today or for tonight?
Yeah, it's a good question. When I get over to the ballpark, I'm going to find out the status of Profar. My guess, he's not going to be in the lineup, but he is in town. He had visa problems getting here from Curacao, but he's here now and obviously very familiar with San Diego and the ballpark. But he's going to be your regular left fielder. You're going to have Dodds in center, and looks like Chris Bryant in right for now until Randall Gritchett comes back, and then we'll probably move things around a little bit. But I'm not exactly sure about tonight, so we'll see what happens, whether Profar is available or not. That outfield could look a little bit different come game time.
What are you hearing about Randall Gritchick too, Jerry? What's his status looking like? How long can we expect him out?
Yeah, I saw him on Sunday briefly in the clubhouse, and he said he's feeling great. He's probably a little bit ahead of schedule. The report I saw this morning was he would be available at the earliest another week and a half. So probably that homestand is where he probably won't see him on this road trip, but that homestand, he's got a chance to come back. He said everything is feeling great. They don't want to rush anything, but right now it looks like he's on track to come back in about 10 days.
All right, we'll be looking forward to that. I think a couple of weeks ago we had you on talking about some of the guys that really need to turn it around from last year. And again, I've heard you with Brian and Tanner. I think you're staying consistent with that. Ryan McMahon, you know, we want him to get off to a good start as well.
I think it starts with him, a bounce-back year for him. Not that he had a terrible year at the plate. He just didn't drive in as many runs, didn't have quite as many home runs as he had the previous year. He had a great spring training, too. And if you look like the old Ryan McMahon, he will be – last year, defensively, Brady was an aberration. We don't even know where that came from. Most of those errors were throwing errors. But he's a gold glove potential, gold glove guy at second or third. So at second base, he'll be fine defensively, at least to start the season. Montero is at third. So, yeah, Ryan McMahon needs to bounce back offensively for sure this season.
Jerry Schimmel joining us on our First Advantage Hotline. The Rockies set to go tonight, 7:40 against the Padres. What do you think about that to start the season, going up against a team like San Diego? And then, of course, you'll see the Dodgers in a few days, too. So we're gonna see what the Rockies are made of pretty quickly.
Well, if I was a schedule maker, I wouldn't have scheduled this way. I can tell you that right now. I would have started in Arizona or started at home or something. But you know what? You start with some of the best in the business tonight, a four-game series, and you go to Los Angeles and face the big, bad Dodgers. So you get six games against two good clubs, two difficult places to play baseball to begin the year. So if you come out of this with a decent record, you win three games, win four games, I think you're feeling great about yourself. You go home and play Washington, who had the worst inning record in the baseball last year. So it's a challenge, no question about it. But I think the team, we'll look at the numbers tonight, but the team has played pretty well at Petco the last probably decade or so. and they're not intimidated by this great, talented roster the Padres have. But I think it'll be a great battle, and I kind of like the idea of starting six games in a row against two good clubs.
Yeah, again, like we said, you kind of find out a lot on the road quickly about yourself. Jerry, what are like two or three things, I mean, to kind of simplify it a little bit, narrow it down, that you look at and say, okay, if the Rockies can do these things, these two or three things, we're going to see a much better season out of Colorado?
Yeah, I think, first of all, that rotation has to have some more depth. After Marquez and Freeland, it was a toss-up last year, and there were guys coming in and coming out of that rotation. And I think that probably starts with Austin Gomber. So you've got to have a solid rotation. You've got to have depth. The five you have at the top of your rotation are not going to be the five you're going to have all year long. You've got to get some help from AAA or AA or some minor leaguer at some point. So I think rotation depth is number one. Number two, to have some guys bounce back that had off years last year. Guys like Randall Grichuk, he didn't hit home runs like he normally did. Elias Diaz had a down year. We talked about Ryan McMahon. So you got to have guys bounce back from off years last year. And then the third thing, I think, is the development of young guys, probably starting with Montero, and right after that, Ezekiel Tovar. So you, two very talented players, you're probably going to be in the lineup every day. At least the shortstop is going to be there. Those guys have to make big strides in their second year. So those three things I look at, you could say the bullpen pieces getting up to Bard probably are important, but I think those are ironing themselves out. I like the additions they have in the bullpen. So those three would be my top.
You're getting me excited for this one, Jerry. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to the call tonight as well, assuming everything is good to go. And let's see what the Rockies are all about, my friend.
Let's go. I'm ready to go. I wish we would start this game right now.
I know. I do too. Well, but yeah, then I couldn't watch and listen fully, Jerry. I mean, come on. I got to have my attention there. And you know how distracted I get.
Let's go with the night game, though. Let's do that.
Is that what this was about, really? They wanted to move it so we could give it our full attention here during the show?
You know what? They asked me for my 2 cents. I said, you know what? I'm thinking of Brady Hall. Let's go with 740.
Jerry, you've always got my back, my friend. Appreciate you as always. How are you balancing everything with the Rockies? You've got Amazing Americans. I mean, you just do such a great job with that program as well. You've got a full list of tasks ahead of you, man.
Yeah. You know, I like it that way. I really do. I don't like downtime. I don't. There's certain things that I've kind of limited. I don't watch much TV, so I love being busy, Brady. You've known that probably since day one when we met. I like shuffling a lot of things. I don't know if I do them all really well, but I like to do a lot of things and, you know, keep busy and, you know, keep occupied is I think, why I'm on this earth.
You do it better than anybody else, my friend. Hey, Jerry, for tonight, don't be terrible.
I'll do what I can.
All right, my man. Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Rockies, appreciate you as always. Have a great call. We're looking forward to it.
All right, Brady. Thanks for having me on, my man.
Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Rockies, in many ways, the voice of reason. Jerry's pretty optimistic, Angel. Tanner's very optimistic. You fired up the bus today. I heard it. Great promo.
Yeah, I'm fairly optimistic.
But you're on it.
You're on
the bus.
Tanner's driving.
All right, let me ask this. Where's the bus going, though? I mean, is the idea that the bus takes you to the playoffs or a 500 record, over 500? What's the goal for the bus here this year?
The goal for the bus is to make it as enjoyable and as fun as it possibly can be. There's snacks. There's tacos sometimes. There's some drinks.
Mm.
Music's going all the time. It's just, it's a party bus. It's a lounge area. It's just a fun place to be.
Well, it's just you two right now, isn't it?
Well, there's like four or five of us on there.
Oh, Holyoke, he jumping on?
Holyoke jumped on there. I think Eastside Chris is on there as well. Brian's kind of like tagging along just to wait.
He's in a car behind you.
Yes.
Following behind. Like, I don't know if I trust Angel's
Not too
driving.
Close, though, because we could pop a tire and everything goes crazy.
Who's driving the bus?
Tanner.
Oh. And you're good with that. You're comfortable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, someone's got to hold the strings to keep the frame in place. This thing went off a ditch or off a cliff last year.
And after April, right?
Yeah. I mean. A lot of fixing up and, a lot of grit and spit and duct tape, but we got it rolling again, and we're off to San Diego.
Off to San Diego tonight. 7:40, Herman Marquez on the mound for the Rocks going up against Blake Snell. They get the dub tonight? They get the dub?
I think they do.
They're going to win the game?
It wouldn't be a rocky season if the first game didn't have some weird thing going on. So we're going to push it back 5 hours, and we're going to play baseball tonight.
I just got this note. Rev versus Highland has been postponed. That was our Preps baseball game. We'll not be carrying a Preps game today.
Too windy?
Too windy. I've heard the wind's going to get bad. So, yeah, it's no baseball today for us on KFKA. Bummer. All right, 12:34 the time. Angel, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Drive around this town in the Rockies bus.
Let's go, baby.
Tanner Schwint and Angel Padilla. It's the last time I think, or first time I've said Angel's last name on the show. Did I get right?
Now everyone knows.
Some people say Padilla. Does that bother you?
It does.
Yeah, that's
I don't
silly.
Let it bother me, but it does. is Padilla okay? No, that's not right, but you already said
it's
it.
It's fine.
Didn't you have his last name spelled P-E-D-I-L-L-A?
That's how it is on my email, yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's Padilla.
Like your what do you mean on your email? Like
my email is Angel Padilla.
P-E-D-I-L-L-A, not P-A-D-I.
What's on my what do you mean it's on my email?
My That's email like when it notifies account it? Name. Is
so somebody Padilla. Here at the station had it spelled P-E-D-I-L-L-A, and so when somebody sent out a group email, it just automatically changed that for everybody.
You know I don't do that. That's the owner of the station.
I was going to say, I think that was Damon.
Was it?
I would know how to set that up.
You can be oddly brilliant with this stuff, though.
I'm
too,
brilliant in so many ways, but not when it comes to technology and setting up someone's email. I don't know, bro. Turn on the internet, click the blue E, see what happens.
What's his the blue E?
Yeah,
you still use
Internet Explorer is no longer in service.
Then click the blue compass, Safari. Click that thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Or the Fox deal.
I'm just saying, do you have his contact in your phone saved as P-E-D?
I think I just have Angel.
Oh.
Just says Angel.
Angel.
Actually, I think it says My Angel.
Oh.
Just call yeah. me Angel.
I know. It's weird.
He's my angel. He got this Rockies bus up and going, man.
Well, you look like a Rocky threw up on you today.
I know.
Tanner's like, can I wear my hat?
I
want to go watch the ball game.
Okay, so when I started here at 18 years old, Brady's like, if you wear a hat, you die. And I was like, okay.
He said that.
Now that I'm 25 and, you
well,
know.
That was
I feel like every
on...
picture I see of Brady outside of the station, he's wearing a hat.
Yeah. That's true. I wear a hat outside of the station.
And I got to get used
very
to it.
Very fair skin.
I will be having my frosted tips, so I'm going to have to cover those
bad
boys.
Right.
Up.
You're doing the frosted tips because tomorrow. You are the loser. At least you're honoring the bet, though.
Yes.
You know, people that don't honor bets are dumb.
That mustache is coming in nice. I'm honoring your bet for you.
This is my mustache.
I'm honoring
technically, this is a mustache.
No.
There are hairs on my lip.
There are, but you got to take care of the rest of this.
It can still be a mustache.
No,
without
a beard.
Yeah, but it's still a mustache.
I got to do it tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
This is what I'm telling you. Like, day one, Tanner's like, oh, I'm winning this thing. I'm like, dude, day one means nothing, especially now. But this is why you got to just.
Angel beat me by one damn point. We picked the same amount of games correct. He just had one upset over me, and he beat me by one point. If we would have tied, what would we have just rock, paper, scissored to see who got that?
No, you both would have had
we
to
both
do
would
it.
Have had to get it, something crazy.
I don't know.
You would have to do like half of your hair, and I would do the other half.
Just wear those. I'm with
so most yeah. people get frosted tips.
My other frosted tips are over there.
Most people that do the frosted tip things, at least just ask, you know, past Brady back in high school, it's short hair.
Did you have frosted?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody
of course
did.
He did.
Dude, I don't know.
Look at him. Thousands. He hasn't changed the hairstyle.
It's the same hairstyle. When I had long hair, you guys looked at me like I'd lost my mind.
I liked it.
Well, thanks for Maybe telling little... me now.
Never mind.
Because it's short now. Yeah, I've had the same haircut pretty yeah. much since like
oh,
five.
Me too. I haven't changed
High and
it.
Tight, man.
This is the first time I'm doing anything different with my hair since I was 12.
You
highly alarmed.
You should have done the fade. High and tight. Get a
no,
half inch
dude.
On the side.
Because
go up really high.
Dude, then it's going to be like that for over a month. I can't do that.
What about when it's windy and it, you know, your head gets cold?
Yeah.
That's
what
true.
What about that?
You wear a hat. If your boss allows it.
When you do a high top fade, like half your like your skull is gone.
Yeah. It's, oh, trust
Exposed.
Me. When I first got it cut, because I had some long hair going mm-hmm. there for a while. Nothing like Angel's, but it was getting there.
It's ridiculous. I don't know how him and Brian do it. I'm the abnormality.
I kind of enjoyed my long hair. It was just if I didn't comb it.
Do you think
like
you could do that, though?
I don't think I could get it that long.
I don't think I could do that either. I don't think. The one thing I thought about, I wish I would have made this bet. I would have got a mullet. I would have much rather have a mullet than frosted tips. What if I went the frosted tip mullet?
Checks out. Lord.
With
checks
a goatee.
Out. Yeah. Whew. I can't grow any facial hair on my chin, but anyhow, Rocky's bus is rolling.
Well, that's exciting.
I'm
so no. So okay, pumped. First off, no preps game. Not because of wind.
No. Just got off the phone with the Highland Athletic Director. That snowstorm that we got on Monday still hasn't melted all the way. And where it has melted, it's a sloppy mess out there. So no preps game today. It's unfortunate. That was going to be a fun matchup. But nothing today. We'll be back at it with our fan vote on Sunday on at 1310 Preps Radio on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So make sure you check it all out there. But we'll have a couple different options for that coming up next
week.
Any
plans? What's the postponement schedule look like?
Looking
for
this maybe
game?
Saturday. Okay. But we've got some scheduling conflicts with the Final Four and things like that going on Saturday. So we won't be able to carry that game, unfortunately, but we'll be back at it next week.
Spring baseball, whether it's for the Rockies or our preps coverage,
right.
It's already off to a tough
start. It's a producer's nightmare. It's 100% one of a radio producer's nightmare.
Yeah, no question. Rockies, of course, postponed, moving to 7:40. We got a bottom of the hour break we need to hit, don't we? Or did we already hit that? I forget. No, we hit that. Good job, Angel. Sometimes Angel just watches it work in my brain, and he's like, he'll get there.
What is with you and Blake Olson yesterday? You were Blake was giving us crap about what we asked him, because you ask him like one oddball, and you're like, that's nothing compared to that goofy morning show. You do the same with Jerry Schimmel. And let me just be the first to say.
Well, you guys are like, what's your favorite cereal?
Talk to Brian.
but I don't know, man. Frosted Flakes sometimes?
Let me be the first to say that Schimmel brings a lot of that on himself. He's the one that gets wacky a lot of the times. The twigs and berries and stuff like that. But I am excited to hear him back on the twigs and berries. Yeah, he eats twigs and berries. That's what he lives on. And just a little Louisiana
rides
hot sauce.
His bicycle around.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he puts a little sauce on there.
I'm telling you this right now, and this is not just my heart, my hat, and my shirt talking. The Rockies win tonight.
Okay.
They beat the San Diego Padres.
Okay.
They crush left-handed pitchers. They crush left-handed pitchers. They blew up Blake Snell a couple times last year.
They did. I remember that.
I'm telling you, the Rockies win tonight. They're plus 178. For you gamblers out there, go and take the Rockies tonight.
Herman Marquez going to be amazing tonight?
Yeah, because it's warm.
Is it warm? I mean, it's San Diego, but
yeah.
It's still a little chilly.
Let's just do a little
rain in there a lot.
Let's just do a little bit of research, shall we? It's not
living. We're just going to let the dead air sit.
Where's the efforting music?
Efforting music, Angel. You know,
efforting music.
Efforting music, please.
Nobody's helping me with this.
While Tanner looks up, whatever it is he's looking up.
The temperature in San Diego
is looking up. No efforting.
No efforting music.
We don't have it?
What happened?
As much as we effort on this show, you would think we would have the efforting music.
So it's going to be 6:40 out there, is that right? It's going to be 55 degrees.
Oh, man. That's sunburn. That's sunburn weather.
It's plenty warm.
Compared to what we're dealing with.
Herman. Isn't that weird that his name just randomly changed?
It changes every year.
Yeah. Because it was German Marquez for a while. Now that we're done efforting.
Thanks for that, Angel. We already got that.
Dude,
it disappears from the board like every
did
other day.
You saw your production work on the show this morning?
Yes,
that was fantastic.
That was just
better.
When you make a request for a sounder, I sounded it for you.
You did.
I just had to go look for it.
You got it, man.
It took him more efforting to find the efforting music than it did for us to effort.
That's great.
Blake was on. I love the wacky questions.
Was Blake on Tuesday? And he said something like, you know, because what did he say? Tanner's going to ask, like, something about cows or something like that?
I don't know. He's still efforting to find the efforting music.
My favorite thing with Blake, and Blake's listening, but I got to say it, right?
Oh, yeah.
We got to say it.
It was a funny.
Because I always give Tanner crap because he has cows and stuff, and he's a farm guy, and he loves cows. And, you know, he's always like, dude, there's more to me than just cows. I can talk, and he does. Tanner talks about a lot of things. But I give him a hard time.
Right.
Well, Blake introduced Tanner to Ed Lamb, the new UNC football coach, at the press conference as Tanner does an ag show
on the mornings.
And Blake felt so bad after the fact. But to be honest with you, Ed has asked about you a lot because of your ag background.
I have not. Well, we'd love to have Ed on at some
point. We just asked about you.
Oh, how's that ag guy doing?
How's that guy doing?
That's a show I'll never get on. How's he doing, though? Because I'm like, because, you know, we cover a lot on the morning show, and we've got a lot of farmers and ranchers in the area that I think the cattle aspect is important to. But, yeah, that seems to be the brand. Because I dress the role, too, and I've got my cowboy boots on today. Partly because I'm like 5'7" and three quarters without them, and I'm 5'8" with them, so that's normally why I do that. But no, that's what's that? Why?
I was thinking.
Okay, you keep thinking. You threw me off. I'm used to Brian doing his wacky stuff. As soon as you give me a different look, I'm like, where is he going?
I just looked over at Angel.
Yeah, and I could sense. Yeah, look at you two little giggly schoolgirls. God. It's opening day. Baseball is back, and I love it, dude. I'm so excited about it.
So are you more excited about the Rockies right now than anything else going on? Nuggets? Avs?
Yeah.
You're more excited about the Rockies.
Now, that'll switch when the playoffs.
It's so bad for you.
That'll switch when the playoffs for the other ones start. But, yeah, let's go, baby.
Like today, Rockies, Padres,
I will watch the Rockies over
way more important to you than Nuggets, Pelicans.
Yeah. 100%.
Well, I can see that.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, opening day makes sense. I mean, I would imagine if we did a poll question on what are you watching between opening day Rockies game and Nuggets Pelicans tonight, I would imagine the Rockies would win that vote.
I would think so. I would hope so. There was a study out there, and I can't remember where the poll came from, but they said that they did a hopometer. Like, how hopeful are you for each baseball fan base?
It's pretty bad, isn't it?
In last place are your Colorado Rockies. 98.2% of fans said that they are not hopeful for this year. And the other 1.8% is Angel, me, and Jerry Schimmel.
And whoever's on the bus with you guys.
Yeah, HVAC guy from the morning show's on there. Holyoke's on there. It's mostly because we do have free beer.
McLean just pulled an Angel here by giving us a delayed response. He's like, I missed yesterday's show, but Isaiah Thomas wore number zero for the night. Hey, better late than never.
Yeah.
Who's on? Lonster. We got time. What's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, better now.
I get to talk to Lonnie twice today, baby. Let's go.
What's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, two for the price of one here, you know?
Love it. Love it.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'm excited for baseball.
Excited for baseball, or are you excited for the Rockies?
I'm excited for baseball completely.
But are you also excited for the Rockies?
They got to show me what they can
just
do.
Just say I'm excited for baseball.
Lonnie, are you sticking with the under on the 64.5 wins?
Yes.
So he is not on that bus with you.
No.
That's a dangerous place to be.
You know what? I don't trust that bus. If it flips over, I'm in trouble.
That's like one of those sketchy buses you see, and you're like, who?
Yeah. I mean, that's all I need is a bunch of paramedics come and get me, and they know me.
So we know Lonnie loves cats, and the Coors cat, the one that was on the field, the Coors Field cat from last year, is on the bus with us.
Yeah,
and that still wasn't enough to get Lonnie on the bus.
Yeah, if that cat's drunk, I'm getting away from it.
That was a cool looking cat too. I gotta say,
yeah,
that was a cool looking cat.
It was.
Is it with the hanger or without the hangover?
Either way,
we're not getting the cat drunk.
Thing looks
Lonnie.
Like something else, kind of. It's like a mountain lion cat or something.
That is our security on the bus.
It's Angel just showed us a picture. It's crazy. Lonster, what's for lunch today, man? I'm hungry.
You know what? I just had lunch, so I'm good to go here.
Oh.
I had some potatoes, some beef, and had some bread that we got from the bakery for dessert.
Doesn't get much better than that, my man.
You know what?
You
it
need
tastes pretty good.
Some Louisiana hot sauce to put on all that stuff.
You know, I'd already beat you to it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to hook you up. Jerry will hook us up with some hot sauce. We'll get you some.
You know what? I got a whole mess of it at here at the house.
Well, I figured. Why does that not surprise me? Lonster, appreciate the call, my man.
Hey, you guys have a good day. I'm going to miss your baseball broadcast, Tanner.
I appreciate it, man. We'll be back at it next week.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, 12:50 the time. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to the Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Tanner Schwentz just hanging out in the Aloe Fiber Studios.
I was starting my prep work for the game.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Now you got some free time.
I've got no idea what to do with them. I finished my job here months ago. I have no idea what I'm doing the rest of the day now.
Well, you can't watch the Rockies until 7:40.
I am so.
Stay up and watch?
I will, yes. Unless
it's only
going to
be 2.5 hours.
Unlike it's like 12. I forgot about that. That's great.
Yeah.
Unless it's like 12-2 with the bad guys winning, then I won't. But I'm surprised. I heard Jerry saying that Jerks and Profar, he doesn't expect to play today. Everything I had heard that he was going to be on the starting in the starting lineup today.
He's listed as in the starting lineup, but he had an issue getting there.
That's always good.
So we'll see how that works out.
I know it's not a big flashy name, but I think he is going to be a key contributor. I get it.
Well, the wise guys think so too because once they got him, their win total you went up too.
It's incredible.
As far as the projections.
But that's you got to switch hitting fast leadoff
so
guy
good.
Now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, in all seriousness, that's something, you can make fun of my Rockies
it's
all you want.
A big move.
Angel, I'm going to talk to you.
Yeah.
This is...
I'm with you. I like this move.
It's great. When's the last time we've had a switch hitting leadoff guy with a lot of speed?
That'll get it started.
I mean, the last really, Dexter Fowler, I mean, and he was iffy at best, but to have him in left, and now you can keep Chris Bryant and some mileage down out in right field, move Chuck Nasty to the DH role. This team, I placed a pretty substantial wager on the over this morning on air. I did, and then I've made my $50 donation
for the game or the season?
Both.
Okay. Why is that not a shocker?
Oh, I have not bet since the first weekend of March Madness, all right?
Have you bet on the first pitch?
Not yet.
Strike ball?
Nope.
You can get on all that?
Nope. I set my parlay today, and I am done now. And we need the Braves to score one more run.
Well, you know, again, it's opening day. There should be a lot of optimism and everything.
There's not.
I just don't feel like it's much different. It's much of a different team than last year. I mean,
no.
Profar, a healthy Chris Bryant. Am I missing anything?
Right. And those two guys alone should contribute for more wins. One thing will be when Tyler Kinley gets back. Tyler Kinley was a stud last year, and people roll their eyes. I've got a really good buddy who's a huge Atlanta Braves fan and a baseball fan, and he laughs at the Rockies, and it's hard not to. But Tyler Kinley's a guy that was all-star level before he got hurt last year. So once he gets back, the bullpen's going to be shaky. You're going to have to outscore teams this year, but I like Marquez and Freeland both to bounce back this year. And why? My heart.
I mean, Marquez and Freeland should be good, you know, but they've had their ups and downs, and they've had really good seasons. They've had some rough seasons, and last year was kind of one of those rough seasons.
You need one other guy in that starting lineup to be better. You need Jose Ureña to be better. You need Cenzi, when he gets back, to be better. And Gomber's, you know, he's got the talent. He's got that nasty curveball, but he's just got to be better.
Tanner Schwint, everybody. I thought we were going to be hearing you this afternoon, but we'll just have to wait until tomorrow morning. Bright and early.
On for another hour.
Okay, you can hang out if you want to, man.
I'm just kidding. I invite myself.
Hang out. It's a party in here.
It is.
At the Aloe Fiber Studios. We'll be right back. It's the whole show. It's opening day. Don't go anywhere.